Hey, welcome back to Too Late, It's Already Taken. I am here with Himina and Stacy back again.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
So today we are headed off to the Loop. Do you guys know what the Loop is?
I've seen a lot of Instagram photos. It seems pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a very aesthetic churro place.
I know. I'm so excited to go with my gal pals. That sounded weird, but we're going to go to the Loop. It's located in Westminster. It's going to be super excited. Are you guys more excited about eating the Loop or getting a dope Instagram?
I guess we'll see after we taste it.
I mean, yeah, I guess it's not really cool to go if you don't post about it, but that sounds a little bad.
All right, well, let's head off and see what happens when we're there. Hey, was it pretty good?
Yeah, it was actually really, really good. I like it. I just love churros in general. So, I mean, churros and ice cream, what could be better?
Okay. I was surprised. I was happy the line wasn't too long because I've heard notorious things about being the line like outside the door for an hour. People wait an hour for this place.
I don't know if I would wait an hour, honestly, but like they were really fast. Like there were only a couple people in line and they like got it done right away. So
yeah. What was the how long would be like the longest wait you'd wait in line for food?
Depends who I was with. If I was just like with a bunch of friends and it really didn't matter, it could be a while, but I don't know.
I feel like anything past, like, 20 minutes is kind of excessive. Like,
yeah.
Unless it's, like, a really good place, but I don't know.
Do you think it was, like, trendy enough to go? Like, would you go back? Are you dying to go back for another one? Or think, like, it's, like, a one-and-done kind of thing?
I mean, honestly, it's just a lot of, like, sugar, so I don't know how often I would come back, but it was really good, and I like the aesthetic of the place. They have, like, a really cool, like, grass wall, so that's cool for, like, pictures, you know?
Yeah.
Of the Loop, we kind of figured out it's all about the aesthetics, and it looked really
good. It's all about aesthetics, which comes down to it's kind of sad, but you want to make food that tastes good and is aesthetically pleasing. And I think if you have that, you have a real winner on your hand. And I think that's exactly what the Loop did. It's pretty amazing to see because sometimes the line can be over an hour wait just to get in to get an ice cream with a Loop on it, and you're kind of curious when that happens, like, is it really that worth it? Like, you know, are you just there for an Instagram post? Are you there for your friends? Are you there for the experience of the ice cream? Or is it really that tasty? And I kind of have the opinion, like, oh, you know, it can't really be that good. You feel like people are just kind of there more for the experience of it. But I was surprisingly wrong. Like, I went in there with Himina and Stacy, and I was, like, blown away. Like, it was actually super tasty. I mean, yes, we drove about 20 minutes for it, and luckily we only had to wait about 5 minutes in line to get our ice cream, but I personally could not imagine waiting over an hour in line to get this, but I mean, whatever floats your boat, and I guess if your friends are all there with you, you're forming creativity, and you're, not core creativities, you're forming friendships and stuff like that, so it's all kind of fun and games, but I was super stoked, and I was pleasantly surprised by it. And I just love to see how trendy things have kind of made a killing, you know. So to give you a little bit more context about what the Loop is, I'd kind of decided to give you a little brief synopsis. So it started by a brother and sister duo, Mih Nguyen and Lone Nguyen. I'm totally pronouncing those names wrong. Sorry, I butcher every name. But one is 25 and one is 32, and their good friend Jed is 32 also. And they kind of came together and kind of created it. And lo and behold, the Loop, handcrafted churros in Westminster, was. So unfortunately, that's another great idea that has been already taken. So I guess we are too late. It's already taken for the Loop. But that doesn't mean there's plenty of other dessert places out there. It's always incredible to see how companies and young individuals can have a passion about one thing, and all of a sudden it can lead to a whole new business opportunity, which is crazy to think. They probably never dreamed about when they were young that they'd be opening a churro shop that sells churros and ice cream, and making a killing off that and having people wait over an hour in line and have young Chapman girls thrilled to be able to podcast about their dessert store, or having tons of teenagers come in taking, I'm guessing, hundreds and hundreds of Instagrams each day. I can only imagine whenever you look it up on the Discover page or type in the Loop, so many photos pop up, and they're all, for the most part, very aesthetically pleasing. Each loop makes it like it's like done with care. all the loops are made, all the churro loops are made in store that day fresh. So nothing is, you know, made out of store or anything like that. So they're all really fresh. The store smells really good when you walk in. That's always a huge sign. You're like, all right, like I'm in the right place. I'm in a dessert place. But I can't believe that churro ice cream is the next big thing.
It's already taken.
Too late. It's already taken.
Thanks for joining my podcast. Woo! All right.